Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Dr. Heidi Keegan, and she is the literacy coordinator for a brand new literacy initiative called Alachua County Reads. And it's really an exciting project that's just kind of in the beginning phases. And Heidi, please tell us how this was created and what your role is in this new initiative.
Certainly, Sue. Thank you for having me. So Alachua County Reads essentially is a concerted, concentrated, and coordinated effort collectively in our community to address the Alachua County Community Literacy Assessment Needs Assessment that was completed through Lastinger Center and Lectios last year. Essentially, what we found is that we want to improve literacy outcomes and ultimately life outcomes of our children, youth, and citizens here in Alachua County, particularly looking at disparities for children and adults who are Black, English learners, and those with disabilities.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting. So how did you get involved in this process?
Sure. So essentially, the funders are Children's Trust of Alachua County and County Commission. We're looking to have coordination of programs across the county to work together. So they contacted the Center for Nonprofit Excellence, who is in charge of the strategy and coordination arm of this.
Okay.
And then we also have our programming arm, which we'll talk a little bit more about. At the time, the chief organizational strategist, Dr. Teresa Beachy, contacted me. I happened to know her through other community organizations providing alternative education. And she found a little bit about my background, being 24 years as a public school educator.
That's amazing. You've got a thick skin.
Thank you. I've worked at 9 Title I schools, actually, and had the honor and privilege of being a classroom teacher, a literacy specialist, a reading coach, an assistant principal, and a principal, all with a heart for literacy, particularly early literacy and intervention. So given that conversation, she said she had found a unicorn. Now, I'm not certain about that, but it really spoke to me, especially in my most recent years, completing my doctorate at the University of Florida in curriculum instruction, particularly teachers, schools, and society programming.
What does that mean exactly? Teachers, school, and society? Just that's specific classes or...
So that's the concentration. And ultimately, what we hope to do is to look at systemic issues here and how what is occurring in society filters down through our educational system and into the classroom, and vice versa. What's happening in classroom and schools that can shape and improve society?
So do you see a real need, especially with the little children that you've encountered, I'm sure, for 24 years in the school system? It seems like little kids are not getting as much instruction as they have in the past.
Well, consequently, they're receiving a lot of instruction.
They are. Okay. See, that's a perception I have. So that's good that you're clearing that up.
Yes, they are receiving a lot of instruction. And what our community with Alachua County Reads is trying to do is to ensure that the best possible instruction led by experts in the area and the science of reading are providing the best practices to our children. So that's one of the goals. We have 3 goals with Alachua County Reads through that needs assessment. One is to have 100% of our children ready for kindergarten. So we'll be looking at early learning. The other portion is to have 90% or more of our third grade students proficient, at grade level or proficient. And then also looking at our older youth and adult literacy to make sure that they have functional literacy here in Alachua. So when we are talking about our children who are in schools, of course, the data across the nation speaks to third grade, but we know that core instruction happens from kindergarten to second grade. So some of the experts that we have that will be supporting that is we will have UFLI, the University of Florida Literacy Institute, will be supporting Alachua County Public Schools, the teachers and administrators. They already have some great programming, and of course, evidence-based and supported. We appreciate, you know, all that they do, and we look forward to hearing more from them about their efforts.
Yeah, so has there been a good buy-in so far? Are people excited about this program?
They are very excited. Now, the program, of course, we took a while to plan. We did our research. We wanted to make sure we found other systems and initiatives that have been successful. So we had a meeting with Helios that spoke a little bit to
the... What is Helios?
So Helios is a collective that also had a literacy initiative, and they brought together experts. And so they have done some work in Pinellas, Indian River, and Hillsborough County. And when we came together as a collective work group and looked at that, that's when our focus in those particular strategy pillars became evident. We knew first we needed to look at core instruction from kindergarten to second grade. Then we needed to be able to look at intervention and remediation. So for that, we have some partners such as Peak Literacy, who is working throughout the community with our older children, youth, and even young adults to support with their high dosage tutoring. So they have some excellent programming available. And then our community, who is really serving everybody. So we are partnered with Alachua County Library District, and we also have our Partnership for Strong Families, Elite Training Center. We are going to be launching our virtual hub, which is a resource for all citizens. And that virtual hub will actually allow anybody to go in, and it's wonderful adaptive technology that will allow you to research supports from 0 to 99 in age. So if a caregiver wants to start with where are some places that I can go to learn more about child development and emergent literacy, they'll find on this webpage the resource of, for example, Gainesville Thrives and the contact information that's current and some literacy opportunities that they have going on. Or if maybe you have another caregiver who's interested in finding a tutor to support their child's, a fifth grade child perhaps, that needs to strengthen their reading, they'll be able to find some services such as Peak Literacy to support that. And then we actually move into adult work where if someone is seeking their GED and says, where can I get some tutoring or classes for that and how do I sign up, as well as help with filling out applications and forms for those whose native language, first language is not English. So we're very excited about that launch, which will be August 1st. And it will be a growing, expansive resource for our community.
So is computer literacy required to participate in this program, would you say?
I'm really glad you asked about that, because for that particular, the virtual hub actually it can read to you the complete site. So if you're not literate or strong in your English language skills, you click on the icons. Developmentally, it's out by ages, and it will read to you and available in multiple languages for great accessibility.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It is.
And this sounds like an incredible resource. We're going to take a break in just a minute and come back and talk more about this. But if people wanted to find out information about the program, is there a website that they can go to?
There is. You would want to go to AlachuaCountyReads.org.
And that will be live, coming up live, and it will be live forever after that.
Yes.
So there'll be plenty of information there. All kinds of materials that you can use and peruse. So we're going to take just a quick break, and we're going to come back and find out more about this program and some other plans for the future. I know this is kind of the early implementation process, but I'm sure you have some metrics and have some other ideas about how to take it to the future. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Dr. Heidi Keegan. She's a literacy coordinator for Alachua County Reads. It's an exciting, somewhat new program here in the county that will improve literacy for people of all ages. It's kind of a lifelong learning opportunity, and these services are free and open to the public. So Heidi, tell us a little bit more. There's various pillars that you are trying to establish in this program, and then also exactly what young kids will be able to benefit from.
So out of that comprehensive needs assessment for Alachua County community, when we have the goals of the 100% kindergarten ready, as well as our 90% of third graders to be on grade level proficient, and then to have our functional literate adults, we have different strategy pillars that we wanted to focus on. So first and foremost, the priority is to look at that K2, K3 band to provide the core instruction to those students. And then the remediation and intervention for older students and adults can come through a variety of different ways. So some of it through PEAK, doing high dosage tutoring, which can be virtual and or in person, through volunteers that are trained and qualified. So of course, we always welcome the opportunity for those that are interested to volunteer. PEAK, in fact, is expanding some of their adult literacy partnerships, and they'll be working in the released reentry, Alachua County Jail, Career Source, the Department of Juvenile Justice, and some other future opportunities to work the adults. Now, our second phase of Alachua County Reads is actually going to focus on emergent or early literacy. So we say, first and foremost, the child's first teacher is that caregiver, right, that parent. And reading starts in that caregiver's lap at a very young age. So as those children get a little bit older and have the opportunity, we encourage families to get children to voluntary programs for kindergarten readiness, VPK programs, or early learning centers. And we're looking forward to partnerships here in the community that support that emergent literacy practice so that when those children go to kindergarten, they are ready to begin the literacy foundations process, of course, looking at phonemic awareness, phonics, and then eventually fluency, vocabulary, and comprehension.
Wow, that's pretty impressive there. So you talked about there's going to be some community involvement opportunities. What are you looking for from the community?
Right. So right now, as we utilize our experts in all of the different areas, we also look for representation from our community for those who are interested in the initiative, who truly care about literacy and what is going on to improve so that our citizens are thriving here in Alachua. So in order to do that, we are going to have to come together a community advisory council. So on the community advisory council, we're looking for some caregivers and family members, also incorporating youth voice. We are going to involve some of our faith-based community, of course, our civic and business, and health as well, because we know that literacy outcomes have a lot to do with health outcomes as well. Of course, having an early literacy expert and some system partners. And then we'll have our representative working with one of our funders, the Children's Trust of Alachua County, as well. So what we'd like to have is some regular meetings of this group that can hear the reporting of the progress of what is happening in with Alachua County Reads, and then also to be curious about, inquire, and or offer recommendations, suggestions of how else we might be able to support those literacy needs of the community, where to go, knowledge about additional programming and sources. And we just live in an incredibly philanthropic and gracious community that really comes together on all sorts of topics. And this one is particularly important, knowing over the years the challenges that we faced.
So are you going to be leading this community involvement committee?
So this community advisory council is separate from Alachua County Reads,
okay,
in that we want truly their advisement, their advisory. So they will set up the dates when they come together that they will be meeting to have discussions, either in person or on Zoom, whatever works best, because we know schedules of working families can vary, as well as our business community and health. They will come together. So what we'll find is the opportunity is going to be shared with the public information officer for the county commission. We'll put out there, and we have a flyer also with QR code and everything. But look for that opportunity. We'll have it also posted on www.alachuacountyreads.org.
How are you going to set some metrics to see if your program is successful or things need to be changed? I know you'll have the community involvement committee, but what other plans do you have just to make sure what you're doing is what's really needed in the community?
Right. For systemic change, we know takes time, but absolutely metrics are essential. So there are a variety of assessments and evaluations, both qualitative and quantitative, when it comes to this type of initiative. So we'll, of course, have data from different assessments sources in the school and in through PEAK, for example, and their after-school opportunities. We'll also have improving retention and graduation rates to look at. But progress monitoring in general is, you know, it's more than your overview of your screening. It's to see the progress in 1 year for one student, but also over the years and that growth. And so with experts supporting it, we expect exponential growth. And of course, part of a Living Logic model is to be able to adjust to those needs and support where it's needed.
That's great. So this is not like a one-year type program. This is going to continue ad infinitum?
So the project will continue. We have commitment for the next 2 years. So it's been 3 years.
Excellent. That's good.
Absolutely. And then beyond. We are very fortunate to be supported by Children's Trust of Alachua County and the County Commission, who is, of course, asking all of those excellent questions. We want to see the outcomes. How is the progress? What are the other needs? And then talking to the actual children and families and adults that are supported by the initiative. Where do you feel, you know, you could receive more support or services in our community? What is lacking? And again, focusing particularly on those disparities that we found through the metrics, trying to put the most resources to support those areas of need.
So you said the initiative pretty much started last year, but now it's kind of going into high gear.
Yes. So the research and the beginnings, the findings, of course, were last year. And it took a little bit of a process to put together a plan, a strategic plan, which evolves. But we're confident in our strategy pillars that we have and regular communication amongst our partners. We recently just had the kickoff back in July 15th with all of our partners in the work group. And so we'll have regular monthly reporting, which we hope to share with our community through a newsletter. And of course, you'll see us at community events and speaking on the progress as it's updated regularly.
Well, you seem very excited. And do you feel the same excitement in the community?
I do feel the excitement. All of these tremendous people and organizations have been doing this work, but somewhat independently. And so through Alachua County Reads, the coordination of all these efforts and the communication, the collaboration to say, we will focus on this. I know you're focusing on that. And how can we connect and support one another? So one example I have of that, for example, is that we had been contacted by Gainesville Fire Rescue with an interest to have some of their emergency personnel, to read books and record them, to have them available to children. And to do that requires, of course, copyright from authors and permissions to do so. So we contacted Charlotte Berg and her staff at Alachua County Library District and said, how can we make this happen? And of course, with their connections and the correct way to do things, we're going to be able to make that possible.
That's great. Well, this is an incredible program. And if people want to find out more information, what is that website?
That website, once again, is www.alachuacountyreads.org.
Well, Dr. Heidi Keegan, thanks for coming in today, and please keep us apprised of the progress, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
We certainly will. Thank you.
That was Dr. Heidi Keegan, Alachua County Reads Literacy Coordinator, sharing information on the new program and encouraging listeners to check out more details at alachuacountyreads.org. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go to WUFT.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.